Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Here we are. We had such a good time last evening that we just simply had to do it again.
Sunday.
Welcome to our Facebookers, who we love to have us join us while we are streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and also to you blog talkers. We love having you as well. And we notice that many of you come from distant places around the world. So we are very happy to have you. And those of you who call in, if you're planning to call in, it doesn't hurt to get on the list early by using the phone number that Jim will give you, and you'll get, in line. So I want to remember to, before I forget, to tell all of you that we're using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception in giving these personal prophecy readings. I also am using a full 24 card layout rather than just, randomly taking a few cards and doing it as so many others do. I would rather see, I guess, the whole picture, the landscape.
The big picture.
Yes, of your life. And we have to remember that because of time constraints, you've got to keep your questions to one or possibly two.
But if you're going to have to, give it two right away.
Yeah.
Don't give one, and then give two when we're getting ready to move on.
That is Jimbo Baggins, who is joining us, as always. He's your host in the Facebook Live streaming on our show page, and he's also the one who is coordinating your calls, running the switchboard.
Yeah, there's a lot of Blog Talk folks, and some people hate Facebook, some don't, some... If you're on Facebook and you actually like to watch the show, we have people that watch the show and then still call us, just make sure you turn all the sound down, otherwise it gets weird. But all you got to do is go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook and like, follow, whatever you call it, and you'll get notified every time we go live. And then we post in advance, too, that we're going live. Welcome, Summer. I feel like I'm talking like the Mother Nature.
Oh, hi, Summer.
Welcome,
Summer. Glad to see you. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about you. Just goes to show, energy is alive and well. So, I had you on my mind, and boom,
always
here you are.
All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening show disclaimer. Nowadays, you must have a disclaimer. Otherwise, people get happy, happy, joy, joy when it comes to suing. Also, if you're international, be it a caller or a Facebook Live viewer, which is more likely, but not always, we get callers, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout-out. Yes, we'll announce your name and what country you're from as long as you tell us. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yes.
If you don't tell me, I don't know squat. All right, let's get down to the basics. This is primarily, and we'll talk about the secondary options, primarily a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll get told basically you are going to wait, but you can listen to the show. And we have a lot of people doing that. And when you hear the show, that means everything's working perfectly fine. Just sit back, chill, listen. Sometimes people haven't done this before. They think there's something wrong. They think like, they try to talk because they think they're actually on the show. You're not. We'll announce
when
your area code, and we'll announce when you're live. And when we do that, we ask you to do the following things if you legally and safely can. We would like you to, this is now when you go live, when we tell you, hey, we're live, get rid of the speakerphone, disconnect your Bluetooth, all the stuff you're doing to kill time, watching TV, radio, whatever, playing backgammon. I don't know what you were doing, throwing darts at freaking, I don't know, stray dogs. I don't know. Some people have weird hobbies. Whatever you were doing, stop. Stop multitasking. Stop the sounds. Turn our show off, too, if you were listening to it on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you're like a Facebook blog talk combination thing, or if you're listening to it on blog talk on your everything, all background sounds off, please, because by the time your call comes through the internet and through on our speakers, there's a quality loss, and it can make our two-way communications during the reading difficult. We don't like that.
No, we
you,
don't.
Better for you, better for us, and better for the other callers that are waiting because it'll speed it up. But like I said, legally and safely, we understand if you're driving, you got to be hands-free, probably Bluetooth, speakerphone or whatever. Well, things like that, you got to do what you got to do. We'll try to work with you. Typically, we can. But every once in a while, like once or twice a year, we get one so bad, we say, hang up and call us back, or call us back when you get home if they're on their way home. Some kind of shit like that, right? All right, also, when you're reading with Deborah has concluded, you will hear that sound. That is the sound of harps, because that means we're moving on before you depart to a healing angel card reading. It's a one card reading. It's very quick. Out the door, no interaction needed, and then we got to move on to the next caller. So when you hear that, it's not like you American football fans. It's not like 2 minute warning time to start getting a bunch of stuff done. No, that ship has sailed. If you can call back, we do multiple radio shows. We welcome and encourage you to call back each and every show if you want. And if you want that one-on-one private time where Jim Shade will not be blasting harps and telling you to hit the road, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private one-on-one reading.
That's right.
As many, many, many people do.
And we will work with your time zone, regardless of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have some that are waiting now that are in the UK. So, of course, I will make an adjustment in my schedule.
There's
so
a way
that,
to do that.
Yeah, I'll be able to.
There's always a way to work out of middle ground. All right. I think without, let's see, what do we got here? Oh, Alexis is here. Welcome.
Alexis, nice. And who else you got?
And we already said hi to someone.
Okay.
So far, that's all that has spoken. Remember, now a lot of people watch us. But if they don't speak, we don't know who they are. Same with blog talk. We got people that probably just like to listen, especially if you're driving down the road. Some states are total Gestapo, Nazi. You can't do any kind of cell phone crap.
No.
They don't care if you're on speakerphone, Bluetooth, nothing. And it is what it is, I guess. I've had too many problems. So let us take a caller on number one. We're going to go to area code 630, state of Illinois, 630. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's on the line with
Hi.
Us? Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. It's Dion.
Yes. Hello there.
Welcome
Good
back.
To hear from you.
Oh,
right.
I love to watch your show on Facebook. It's so entertaining.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We love the good feedback.
Yeah, we really enjoy this, and I think it says pretty plainly that we're a couple of hams, you know, but we really enjoy it.
And if we're doing something wrong, we're okay with criticism.
Sure.
If we can make the show better, let us know. But anyway, what's your question?
Yes, my dear.
Okay. So in terms of timing, I know that there's no clock in the spiritual, but are your cards able to predict any kind of like timing? See, I've been planning my relocation and
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's not happening as fast as I wanted to because it's going to happen a different way. Like maybe I just go down there and then I come back and then I go down there permanently. You know, why do I have to pack up everything and just go down there, you know, and wing it? Like maybe I could just go down there and figure things out first.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish your thoughts.
My anxiety is around, like, why haven't I been down there yet? So I was just wanted to know if you could see in the cards, like, will I at least be taking a trip? Because from what you are predicting, like, with the boyfriend and the best friend on the same street, I mean, of course I want to be down there like it was yesterday, but can't tell the universe how to do its job.
Well, that's true.
That is very wise.
We have
spoken.
Our sense of timing and that our universe.
I couldn't have said it any
home.
Better myself. That was
right.
Very well put.
And the best things happen when we let them happen in their own best
You kind of almost don't even have a choice, like she said.
Yeah. So I'll take a look for you, and let's see what we get.
Yeah, right. And it's a great question. And Deborah, for people that haven't done this before, she will can tune into time frames. Sometimes
yeah.
it's very big picture, or sometimes it's not going to be soon type of thing, or oh, it's coming soon. So you just don't know. But she definitely can take a look at that as she will.
And it's one of the obstacles that students face when I work with them is getting an understanding or a feel.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's, I don't know.
What were you going to say?
You can learn the cards really quickly, but to really, really master it, you can't speed that process up. Every person's different, you know?
Wow, see, your cards are evolving.
Oh, wow.
And I like this.
Okay.
Now, I did pose to the deck, would it be better for you to go down there first and see what's what?
Scout?
Yeah, scout.
Do a recall.
I didn't get a positive response to that. You'd likely do better if you just take a shot at it.
Pick the best time, what feels right, I guess, type of thing.
Yeah, watch for the weather now because it's going to get very precarious from the Midwest, you heading east.
Where's she moving to?
She's going to Florida.
Well,
Miami.
Florida will be just fine weather-wise. Hurricane season's gone.
What?
Hurricane season's toast.
No, I'm talking about snow.
Oh, right. When she, yeah. The first few states she has to drive through, right.
Yeah, it would be so awful to push ahead instead of being patient and waiting a bit. And then being in, you know, there's so many wrecks that go on during weather because somebody isn't going to. See, you know how to drive from where you live.
I know you assume.
Well, we know how to drive, too. It's those folks that are from, like, say, Texas or Alabama.
No offense to you, but you don't get a lot of snowfall. That's all we're saying.
You know, we're in a military town, and you just know what those license plates are going to be when we see a car going sideways, you know, through the intersection. So that's just one thing. But it is saying that you would do better to go there all at once.
So to make a permanent move, not to do any recon. And do you see a time frame, or is that still not really big picture?
I think it's soon. You may want to wait till the end of the year. Okay, I mean till after the year ends,
because
and we go
into far away.
Well, Thanksgiving's 3 weeks away.
Yep,
or so.
Probably less now, but a little bit less, but whatever.
I'm just thinking here for safety's sake. Otherwise, were you thinking of flying down or driving?
No. I have to drive because my dog, his health is not. He can't fly. I have to drive.
Roger that. And you probably have some basic things you have to bring with you, I'm sure, and that you don't can't pack them on an airplane.
I want to tell you
he's got medication and stuff, so I can't fly.
Sure. Yeah,
no.
You got enough clothes when you're not putting it in a carry-on.
And that's the other thing. If you have a male dog, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, well, there he is, Jim. Look at that.
Okay.
He's right here, and you're right. His health. He needs you to be there with him to help him.
Well, there are children.
Yeah, and for you to go ahead and then come back and then, you know, make that big trek down there.
It's stressful.
Yeah, it would be stressful on the dog too. So anyway, this is a complicated situation.
It is, and like she said, there's so many different variations that it's kind of giving her anxiety and making her head want to explode.
Well, I can't.
And I don't blame you.
No, but I'll give you some good news, okay? Under that designation that I love in the layout, sure to come true. Oh, my gosh, girl. You are going to make money once you get settled. And I swear to God, you're going to get married and be so doggone happy that you put yourself out there like this. Because this is a big undertaking for you.
It is.
You got to really
for
have
anybody.
You got to have some guts to go, and just uproot yourself and just go.
You got to have some trust, and you have to have a lot of faith in the higher power to do that.
And I really think things will come to fruition for you if you just kind of make the whole trip at once.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
And I think based on the previous discussions we've had, I think that's where she was actually initially planning on doing that anyway.
I was, but then I kind of got skittish because I was like, well, why isn't anything happening? Why isn't anything happening? And I'm like, well, I'm going to call Deborah. So you just to clarify, you said that it was closer towards the end of the year. Is that what you said?
Earliest, right?
At the earliest. I would let this November and I would say December pass by.
And that's right around the corner anyway. I mean, we're in November. We're hitting the second week.
Yeah, and you're going to be hitting, like, in terms of making a living, you know, December's really not a great time to start hitting up businesses or doing what you want to do. A lot of people go on vacation, they go skiing, they go to Aruba, you know.
And they go to Miami, but they're just tourists and then they leave.
Yeah, so I'm just feeling your prospects heading out in January would be better for you.
That's the way it looks right now. You should
Could change.
Yeah, and she knows that. Keep calling back. Deb can keep looking into it. You know, every so often it might change, like she said.
It can.
Other factors out there that aren't even on anybody's radar scope could affect it.
Yeah, the thing is, we all have to remember, the future is very fluid, and there are a lot of fluctuations that impact the path you're taking.
Things that never even knew were there. You know, something could influence your path you're on, and you won't even know what that thing was. It never came into your play.
And you are going to have serendipity walking or, you know, taking this trip with you. So timing is essential, I really think. You're going to know in your own spirit, you know, but do start preparing.
Yeah, prepare. And I know what she's saying, because there's so many different ways she could go about this. That's why the anxiety is killing her. I think you just got to be patient. We hate that word.
Well, right. But remember the young lady from Delaware, and I forget her name.
I know not.
She would call in every time we were on for a reading. And then she basically said to herself, doggone it, I'm just going to go. And it was in her spirit.
It was her gut told her, now is that time.
She packed up a car.
Moved all the way to California.
The way to Los Angeles. And she would call us on the show during her trip. Yes.
Yep, and she got there, and everything worked out in the long run.
Yeah, and what she had... never mind.
Finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to say...
No more questions, though.
She had gone to see her family on the East Coast. I believe it was Delaware. And it was such a stressful, mind-blowing experience being around such negative people.
A.K.A. shit show. Go ahead.
That she just had to get the heck out of there, and that's what propelled her. She ended up with a really nice job.
Everything worked out good, and you know what? We haven't heard from her for a while, so that means everything's operating smooth as can be. All right, real quick.
She did get a job, and she is looking at, she's doing auditions, so we might see her on TV.
And maybe we wouldn't even know it.
That's true, we wouldn't.
But anyway, your healing card, healing angel card reading before you depart is transformation is the subject. Through the great love that holds you in its embrace, you are moment by moment transforming into ever greater light, ever greater oneness, and ever greater wisdom.
Nice.
So transformation.
And
transformation is kind of what she's looking to do with this move. Yeah. So I think it's when the timing's right, something inside is going to tell you, right?
Yeah, and for some reason, I'm seeing a red flag about you going now. So I feel that closer to January, a new start, a new year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably after the holidays, New Year's, all that stuff. But you know what? Keep calling back and checking.
I will. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I really appreciate the reading. Thank you.
We love hearing from you.
Awesome.
Certainly do.
Take care.
Take care. Right. Oh, and can I put a little... something out there for everybody.
Of course, I'm taking the next caller. Go for it.
I don't know how many of you are aware, but we have an app that is free in the Google Play Store, and it's called Psychic Love Doctor. I use it. I know many of my clients use it. My son, who got it developed, he has used it. It's just this uncanny. It's a one card, kind of like the angel card thing.
Very much like it, but up with a pretty big write-up.
Yeah, and it will help you to make decisions if you're going into a business meeting, if you're going to an interview for a job, if you're going out on a date. And it's kind of like a, what? Yeah, it's called the PLD.
PLD is what you search for in the Google Play Store, and it's for Android.
Now, the reason it's only available there for Android is because when, what was the name of the other phone? Not Androids, there's
Apple.
Yeah, well, when they upgraded their operating system.
Yeah, it's a whole different operating system,
app
as we know.
Doesn't work.
Yep.
So we have a workaround. You can go on the website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and on the top menu, it says free reading, I believe. And click that, and it's the very same thing as the app is. So just bookmark it, and you can use it.
It's the same program, except that it's web-based, so you don't have to worry about your operating system. As long as your web browser works, you're good.
Yeah, so I want to
get
that
yo
in
dog.
There.
All right. All right, let's move on to our next caller. We're going to, yes, we like to go all over the United States. Now we shall go 914 New York. Welcome, 914.
Hello, and welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
How are you? It's Catherine.
Catherine?
How are you both this evening? Yes.
Oh, yes, we are. Well, we're enjoying ourselves.
Wunderbar. How are you doing?
How are you? Yeah.
And thank you for holding for so
good.
Long.
All right.
No, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
It's our pleasure. You guys make the show, not us.
Yeah, realistically. Uh-huh. So tell us, what's on your mind this evening?
I was wondering about love, please. If you see any new possible soulmate coming my way.
And let's make a distinction here. When it comes to soulmates, there isn't just one. I mean, that we want to have a love that's a soulmate, but we also can find friendship in a soulmate. I mean, a soulmate in friendship. There's also those that come along to be, say, our muse, or to challenge us to do better.
But I think we know which one she's looking for.
Oh, I know. I just want everybody to know that you may have several in your life.
That's the thing, yes. Soulmates, when did that become? In the 90s, that term became popular?
It did. It really did.
And everybody only assumed the soulmate was like a person that I'm going to be married / partnered with for the rest of my life, and we're going to die together and get buried next to each other.
And we're going into the afterlife.
Yes, our souls may have been together 15,000 years ago. Now they're reunited again or something like that. But we understand.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in the works? Do you have any significant other boyfriends, casual or not casual? Girlfriends, boyfriends?
No.
We don't care about that.
No.
Okay, so right now you got nothing on your radar scope love-wise is what you're saying.
That means, boy, you're open to opportunity.
Yes, and this is a perfect question because something you don't see, the cards can see coming.
I know, it's really crazy.
Well, because she hasn't met the person that met the person yet, possibly. Sometimes.
It's true. And my late husband was in my cards for 2 years, and it was really frustrating to me because I couldn't figure out who the heck this man was.
Who the hell are you?
But he would, say to the cards, show yourself. Show me who you are. And if something happened that it became apparent this new person had contacted me in email. At the time, I was a newspaper journalist. So he had contacted me and commented on something I'd written. And I sat at my computer and I thought, oh, my God, he's the one. And he was.
Wow.
Yeah. So it does happen. Let's see. Well, first of all, there's one
That's
around
beautiful.
Here. Well, thank you. Thank you. And then sadly, he passed away way too soon. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I'll show you something.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deborah.
All right. For you, there's one coming along, but boy, I would not trust him as far as I could throw him.
Oh, well, he's going to be the bad apple.
Super charming. He seems like he's brilliant. Great humor.
Like a vampire or Satan that they come across.
I would say like a love game.
Well, they are, remember, they come across as
totally,
and they encompass you and lure you in.
They do. And every abuser that I've ever met are some of the nicest gentlemen that you could ever imagine until they get you in their clutches.
Yep.
And then they transform.
They're basically like a used car salesman.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Which is horrible.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
This one is incapable of fidelity. He is a man whore. Okay?
Wow.
But he can't keep his pants on.
Do you have
on.
Any physical characteristics?
Well,
or
I would say
personality characteristics you could watch out for?
Well, he is characterized under the suit of heart, which usually means a very loving spirit. That's what Daryl was.
So he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. So he's going to come across as this super wonderful, benevolent guy.
And he's going to hide his true nature. So if you go to meet somebody, you'll have to run and get on the show with us so we can figure out if he's a good one or not.
And sometimes I say, when you meet that first person, you don't want to wait. Well, you know what? Maybe you should pump the brakes to be safe.
Yeah, you got to make
Take
sure.
Take your time.
Right.
If you're the right person, that ship is not going to pass by you.
And
so
around your home, where you live, this is one that I say is a keeper for you. I don't even think he's moved there yet.
Oh, that would be why she has nothing on her scoop.
He's ripe for picking and looking for a really lovely, genuine woman to make his bride.
So he's kind of on the same page.
Yeah, and he's a heart, too.
Mm-hmm. He's on the same page as looking for the same thing.
And yes, you will share much in common, and it's amazing how many people end up falling in love with their, like, say, next-door neighbor or the one across the street or down the block. And we think we have to, you know, like, scour the earth. It's right there.
Right.
Backyard. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, nowadays, too, it makes it so different because things are closer with the Internet.
Absolutely. I want to tell you, though, before we go, and Jim's going to do your angel. Are you doing
healing? I haven't hit her of the harp yet.
Okay.
It's a healing angel.
Okay.
Part.
You have a marvelous career path in front of you.
Nice.
And the thing is, you really do. And you are going to have quite a network of genuine friends that you will work amongst and, you know, circulate among. But you got to be careful with your ideas, because you have millions in your ideas, and you know there are a lot of greedy people out there that will just steal it from you.
Yeah, and you can't. It's really hard to patent, trademark an idea.
It is
when you're having just conversations, group conversations with people. This is what I think we should do, and then that person says, "No, I don't know," but then they go and run with it.
And what do they do? And being a female, I'm sorry to say, but the world is very sexist. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Yep, and when you're dealing with the good old boys club.
It's the good old boys.
They cover the blood for each other. I'm sorry, people. So it's just that I've read cards for 30 years.
The world is cruel. It's been cruel since, day one for mankind. I can't speak for that because, you know. It was dinosaurs or microorganisms. Mm-hmm.
You face a year coming up filled with many changes, good changes, little tiny bit of regret, because you may be moving in a whole new direction, and is what I think. And you're going to leave certain people behind that you feel very close to. But your future is calling. And you're going to have to answer that phone.
So faith is, you must have faith.
Oh, I love it. Yes, indeed.
All right, before we depart and say goodbye,
stand by
for your healing angel card reading. Subject is Divine Mystery.
Oh, nice.
You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation, the divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now. Be in the moment and witness the wonder of it all.
That's really terrific.
Awesome. Yeah.
By the way, you, Catherine, and to others, I have posted both on my personal Deborah Lee page and also on my The Psychic Love Doctor Show page. There's a fantastic visualization for people to use. It helped me definitely make strides in my career. And please look for it.
Sure.
Because I have recently
posted. I will.
Okay. It's something that the more you do it, the closer you bring yourself to creating the reality that you really want.
And we need to let everybody know.
Yes.
Especially those that are infrequent callers, because they feel like they can only call so often. You can call every single show.
Right.
And at your readings and everything will get better if you can call every single show. Now, obviously you can't or don't have time. But don't be afraid to say, well, I called yesterday. I can't call today. That is bullshit.
I got
to
tell you.
You call every show.
In my office in Virginia Beach, I had what I called my office wife. We shared a big office, she and I.
Why is it an office wife?
Well, they do that, you know, office husband.
I've heard of office husband and wife, but office wife to wife?
It's just kind of...
Roncho.
No, it wasn't like that. You men, is that all you think about?
Well, I've seen
her. All right.
Was that Lisa?
Yes, she was very hot.
Ooh,
anyway, she read my book over an entire weekend. She couldn't put it down. And when she came back to work on Monday, she said, I've got to tell you, I'm really sorry to say, but after reading this book, you stress in there how these playing cards are just ordinary pieces of plastic. She said, I don't think so. They have a vibration to them, and they become a tool for manifesting because every card means a different thing, and you feel it in your spirit. It's energy.
And I don't know that they can nail – do you know that they can nail down the origin of the cards?
I did a history on it.
I don't know that they can nail it down to a single point, can they?
They go all the way
back. At this one point,
back,
this guy did this,
and they go
right?
all the way back to China, and I forget what the
right.
year was. But it was they were designed to entertain the concubines of the emperor back then,
see,
way
but
back
China.
Then. And then the gypsies got a hold of it and started doing,
but still, we're talking
ripping
China.
People off as they moved from town.
China was like, I'll put her on hold because we don't need it. We're not going to say goodbye to you. We'll put you on hold. You can continue to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, China was a place that existed for thousands of years and nobody even knew they existed. This incredible place, this industrial giant back in its day with all these inventions and different innovations.
It's very dubious because
yes.
these are supposedly transcended from tarot cards. And I have looked for somebody over the years that is very masterful with the tarot.
You wonder which one's older.
I wanted to combine both decks and see what we,
Well, I just wonder which one came first. Probably, I don't know, I bet.
It's like the chicken and the egg, I think.
Well, and a lot of stuff, a lot of things happened. A lot of cultures were actually recording history, so we don't know.
Yeah.
There's
we
a certain
know.
Point where you don't know shit. That's the bottom line.
It's true.
True that, yo dog.
You just go back as far as you can. In fact, playing cards have been used to represent the Bible. This is stuff in my book. It's God in heaven and
right.
Because
there's different things in there.
And yet, ironically, a lot of religions consider this the devil's workshop.
Yep. A lot of them do not like playing cards. And I always thought what's kind of funny is if some of the face cards are interesting because...
The way they look?
You got that king, mm-hmm. and you got that king. They always called him a suicide king.
Oh, did they? Because he's got the knife in his head?
Well, it looks like it's in his head or it's behind him. Maybe he's getting ready to strike. But there's just so many mysteries behind each stupid little card.
There really is. And the way the faces are turned.
Yeah, some are straight in and some are to the left.
Yeah.
Like one-eyed Jack's because he's facing to the left.
Yeah.
Right?
That guy.
Oh, like We could talk about this forever, but that's going to piss off the people on hold.
Yep.
Real quick, I wanted to show Deb.
Yeah.
Magically. This just came back on its own. We're showing all the whole time.
Oh. Well,
so I know that one's before that one, even though I had to.
Oh, all right.
But that's never usually there.
Yeah, well, I guess you can't rely on
it. And it won't be there again.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, we got a lot of show left. Don't freak out, people. Yeah, there she is. Yep, see? There you go. Oh, Carrie Sue.
Oh, gosh, you almost.
From the UK. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what? I almost had your knuckle in my.
That's why.
Or your
do
elbow.
Not lean into my space.
Carrie Sue.
I don't do this when you're doing cards. Don't do it over here in my computer space.
All right.
Carrie Sue from the UK International Show.
Glad to have you.
She says tarot just never. She was never able to pick up on it either.
I tried. I couldn't pick it up either. So maybe it's just for certain people to, you know, work with it.
Yeah, you know, and that is.
But I do like going to tarot.com. Many of you are familiar. You can get a lot of free readings there. You don't have to buy the karma coins, you know, unless you really want to get a more in-depth reading. But I have found they're very good. Very good.
All right, I forgot to mention something. I'm going to open that floor and that window up. I forgot to mention our secondary method. If you cannot call in, typically international, but not always international. Sometimes some folks domestically can only messenger in. If you are friends to Deborah Lee on Facebook, and we say, hey, time to messenger us now. No, I'm saying that right now. Messenger us now. We'll take Facebook Messenger calls. But
and
only when we open that little window, it's going to be a 30-second-ish window.
I check periodically on the portal.
Yes, and if you're, like, new, and you, because you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And when you go to look for Deborah Lee to make friends, you're going to see lots of Deborah Lees. But pick the two that look like her. That's the best bet. And then just say, hey, I'm new. There she is. Answer it.
Hello there.
Hello.
Well, hi, Carrie Sue.
Holy long time no talk.
How are you?
Stitch can't sleep. Well, we're glad.
You can't sleep.
We're glad you can't sleep.
Well, I like the picture that you've made. Isn't that your new profile picture?
Is
that a Christmas tree you're sitting next to?
Yeah, it was in a shopping center.
Ah.
Wow. Boy, aren't they just really
look at that.
Jumping the gun on
the
Christmas.
The same thing abroad, going to Christmas early, too. So it's not just us dumbasses in the United States.
Here they start bringing the Christmas stuff out as soon as summer ends.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Well, because you know what? That's what they say. A lot of these companies, if they didn't have Christmas, they would never, they would go
they would
under.
Fail.
They make all their money during Christmas, some of these companies. But anyway, let's go to Terry Sue.
All right, well, Terry Sue, what would be on your mind
in the UK
when you are sleepless in the UK?
What time is it there right now? Because we just went under a daylight savings time thing.
No, we went back an hour.
Yeah, we went back an hour a couple of
times. Oh, so they're right with us. Then. Never mind. We're all on the same page.
What time is it?
So she's 5 hours ahead of us.
5 hours? Okay, wow, it is late there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll try to put you to sleep with your reading.
Yeah, we're going to bore you to death.
What would you like to know, hon?
I know you can't really do medical things.
Well, we can look at it a little bit.
She can do anything you want except gambling, but we just have to put the disclaimer out that we're not doctors is all. She'll look at any question you have and tell you what she sees.
I can give you an opinion.
Yep.
It's not an educated.
It's not a doctor's opinion, but she can do medical, legal, anything. She just can't be held to accountable for that.
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Okay, is it your hubster, your husband?
He's good as well.
Oh.
He's lost weight also.
That helps.
Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what would you like to know that's a little bit in a medical?
We have an important hospital appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
The fertility clinic.
Oh, fertility.
That's cool.
Boy, that's funny. I've been thinking about you. You did one of those little oh my god games, didn't you? And it came up that you were going to have a baby.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay.
And I keep seeing signs, like every video I watch is about babies and fertility. It's really weird.
Well, you know what? Remember, what shows up for you in that way is part of your path. Like, I see so many things on Facebook that come through in the feed, and I'm like, wow, how do they know I'm thinking this right now? You know, but it's like it's there to confirm to you. Yeah, I can look at this. The cards have been pretty good over the years on predicting childbirth.
Okay.
All right, so.
She's going to give it her best shot.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, you know, her track record is pretty good on this fertility thing.
There was only one I missed, and I'm trying to think of who that was. Well, where I predicted a boy, but they had a girl.
It's here and there. It's here and there. But, you know, typically your track record is pretty damn good on that there.
Even for people that had, they did not even have an ability to have a baby.
Right.
I said, well, one's coming through. It's going to be like divine intervention, I guess. But it's like I can see a little spirit that is, you know, these baby spirits come to visit their future parents.
I mean, like, if you can get a month, that would be brilliant, because there's certain
couples
kind of found. So I'm interested.
Sure, that's awesome.
Oh, I think this is going to be a very good doctor visit for you.
Okay.
It's looking wonderful, and it looks like this could come to fruition definitely as that little, I don't know what those things are called, those little game predictors. I think that thing just might know what it's talking about.
It does seem
to me that they're going to find out that you can conceive. And is your husband, is he getting looked at too?
He is, yeah. He's all fine in that department.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's you.
The fertility thing is a two people street.
Yeah.
It has to be. Yep.
Well,
I did
have a hospital visit about a month ago, and I suffer with polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Oh, okay.
And due to me, obviously, being healthy and losing weight,
it's
actually reversed itself.
Oh, well, what good news that is.
They say that a lot of things will when you do that.
Did they think at that visit that you might still need maybe some surgical correction or any other therapy?
Any kind of drugs?
Treatment?
I think drugs.
Drugs.
Many people help.
You know, I have known people that have had that drug stuff come, and they've had like twins and triplets. So
yes.
Watch out.
The fertility drug, yeah.
So be careful, because when that drug kicks ass, it kicks ass.
Well, I really think, honey, this is going to really open up the opportunity for you to have a family for yourself. But
sounds
just,
like destiny.
Just remember, some of women are like me, who every form of birth control failed.
Okay, but she's not.
On me, and I ended up with 5 kids.
Not
I know
once.
I'm just
oh,
saying.
Hey, whoa, time out. She's talking over a long period of time,
yeah,
first of all.
Over some, not one right after.
She's
the
never
other.
Had more than one at a time.
Right, but the thing is, I really do believe the higher power, you know, God above, is a bit of a comedian. And will sit up there and say to himself, oh, look at her. She wants to have some babies. Well, how about if I give her like 4 of them?
You know, oh, no.
One right after the other. But I'll tell you what, they can turn into the joy of your life. Truly. Truly. I don't regret a single one of those failures. And it was crazy because my sister had to get fertility treatment. She couldn't conceive. And here I even had 2 more that I lost. So I was pregnant 7 times. Yep. So, what's your name again?
My name is Jim. Jim I am.
Yeah, Jim has your healing angel card.
Healing angel card. Okay. And it is Archangel Metatron.
Oh.
I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I am here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and mind. Heal me in the heart and thoughts. Through oneness, there is love.
That is an awesome angel, Metatron.
Those, these healing angel cards are pretty, some of them, not all of them, yeah. Some of them are like, wow.
Like stupid or what?
No, like just so deep that it's like, it's yeah. like I can't even talk. I have to think about that.
So I hope that you will fill us in, okay?
Sure.
Just as a little sidebar here.
Sidebar.
I had a client for some years, and I still hear from her. But she, her opportunity for conceiving was a window that was closing. She and her mother had endometriosis so bad that this poor little thing, she'd had one baby, but there's a period of time that goes by that they don't recommend after that you try to conceive.
Yeah.
So
what is endometriosis?
Oh, well, we don't need to explain that.
Then you shouldn't have used a term that nobody knows anything about, my dear.
I bet you all the women out there listening know.
Nah, I don't know what the hell that means.
I think, do you know, Terry Sue, isn't that when tissue builds up inside the uterus and the, like the tubes? And it can be very bad, and women will end up miscarrying.
Okay. I knew nothing about that. Yeah. I got a penis, so I know nothing about that. All right. Anyway, let's go on here.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing, Jim.
I have a schnitzel grubin.
So anyway, she called me after I hadn't seen her for a bit, but I kept saying, I said to her, Ashley, I will eat these cards one at a time with ketchup and salsa if you do not give birth to a baby
boy.
Pretty
hardcore because you're not a ketchup fan.
And, well, I like it though with salsa mixed in.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I learned something every day. All right, back to it.
She called me a few months later and said, I had to call you and tell you I am pregnant, and it was a boy.
Oh,
so
wow.
Isn't that a beautiful story? But I think you're going to be making that call to me too. What are you both hoping for?
Eva.
Oh, right.
Yeah, at that point, when you're going through these fertility issues, you want a child.
Well, after I was having all these boys, one of them, though, I did dress up in a little dress and a bonnet and took him shopping.
I thought that was, like, real early.
No.
That was number two, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was disappointed. He was supposed to be a girl. And so people would say, oh, your little girl is so cute. And his name is Brett, but I called him Brittany when we were out shopping.
But they're a few months old. It doesn't matter.
I just wanted to see what that felt like.
And it really didn't matter, did it?
No,
still,
except,
still a baby.
Thank God I didn't have to raise teenage girls.
No, you didn't have to worry about the old pregnant thing.
No, the boys, you'd set them straight. And,
well, or you would think.
And Daryl's late husband, he'd go out and buy them the contraceptive, what are they called?
Condoms. Prophylactics.
Yeah, prophylactics, and keep them in a drawer.
The old Trojan horse.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry. Good luck to you tomorrow.
That was awesome. That it was good timing that you could not sleep.
Yeah, please try to sleep, though. You know, because...
You go night-night.
Yeah, go sleep.
Okay. Put on your jammies and go night-night.
Go night-night, yeah.
Well, it was lovely to speak to you.
You too, honey.
It's been a long time. Cool.
Yes. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Michelle indeed.
Oh, you bet, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We're going back to the phones, folks.
You know, some of you out there listening might think, what, do they have all their friends call? No. These are all people we met through the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're people that are regulars, and if you're a regular, you'll be like a friend.
Yeah, our friends and family. You know, that we have personal.
That's what
we
say.
They're bored with all of this.
That's what we say. Call every show.
Yeah.
These are people that, well, Terry Sue used to be a lot more, but she's got stuff. She's in the UK, different time zone, got a lot of stuff going on.
But reading cards, I feel invested in your heart. I see your heart. The heart of the men or women you're involved with. You know, what your wishes, hopes, and dreams are. And I take this as a very solemn honor. You know, to see somebody's heart. Even the most hardened criminals that I've read their cards. Not for them.
Wait a damn minute. Okay, go ahead. Elaborate
but
on
I
that.
Have seen nobody gives birth to a killer. It's part of society. This is a big discussion. But it's,
that is a whole different show.
But I've seen the heart of who they were prior to doing these acts.
Yep. At one point, they were innocent little babies.
They were.
And then they started chopping up and eating people at some point.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. But anyway, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed.
Yeah.
One of the things I probably shouldn't wish for.
Is?
All these whole times.
Yeah.
Is, I can't necessarily tell who's holding after we talk to them and who's not.
Oh,
so right. I shouldn't maybe wish for that.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe I was a Dumas for wishing for that. Anyway, I got to track down to a couple. Hey, next caller, area code 434 from our very own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Who are
you? Hi. Thank you for welcoming me to the show. My name's Kalua Reed.
Oh, have we talked to you before, hon?
I don't remember.
Okay,
I've talked
to
so many
either.
People on this.
Yeah.
On Blog Talk, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Tell us what's brought you to the show.
Yeah, what do you got cooking?
Hey, I'm kind of confused because there's this person that draws me, and they CCW, and they said that they weren't in law enforcement. And I found out that you have to be in law enforcement, active law enforcement to CCW and carry on your person and carry everywhere. And they said that they weren't law enforcement. And basically, I'm just wondering if that's like basically God putting a person in my area that's like a person that's like a person that could basically in times I'm in danger when I'm coming from a certain place that could protect me. I was just wondering that.
You've got to kind of straighten me out here a little bit. I'm wondering.
I can straighten you.
Yeah, go ahead.
He came across a person that had some CCW stuff, but he's not sure that based on who they said they were, they should have that ability. And he's thinking maybe there's somebody else.
They're not law enforcement.
Concealed carry weapon.
Yeah.
They're allowed to CCW.
But aren't we all if we have a...
Well, it depends, like you said. It depends on where you are. And you asked in Commonwealth of Virginia, you can get concealed weapon carry permit, like a lot of us do. But there are places you cannot still do it legally. And then even though there's some places that some people can do it if they're in a certain agency that can do it in those places, but we cannot. As a
like a bar or a...
Or like airport or government, you know, that type of thing. So just look into that for him.
Okay.
And I guarantee I remember this conversation at least, what,
quite
7, 8 months ago?
Oh, yes, quite some time ago.
So I remember this conversation, similar conversation. Not exactly the same, but kind of the same, but different. So I know we have spoken before.
And I'm wondering, are you feeling as if you are in danger with this person?
No, I'm feeling protected, and I can read that they're a good person.
So you're just curious more about their qualifications or what they're doing, why they have different abilities or legal reasons to carry what they can do, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I feel looking at your cards, you've been dealing with a true, genuine person who's telling you the truth. Okay. Now, I had a client many years ago. She was a woman that had been working as a police officer in Los Angeles with the gang unit.
Gang
there.
Enforcement.
Yeah.
Yep.
And her partner was killed. And because she was able to identify these gangsters, they put her in a witness protection. And she ended up in my little bitty town in Minnesota where I was living. And she told me this whole story. I'm feeling that this person you're referring to has a history very much like that.
And a lot of people are going to have some kind of a...
Yeah, they had to move her because they were going to... They had a contract hit out on her.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have some kind of a past thing, and they are not going to elaborate on it, and they're going to have things you shouldn't think they should have on them, but, you know, they probably have been put in a place that you just... Can't really question it.
Yeah.
And get an honest answer at the same time.
And this individual really can't tell you the backstory.
Right.
But,
and they're probably going to give you poo-poo, don't worry about it, whatever. Yep.
But my feeling is that they are honest and telling you the truth.
Yes.
As far as they, you know, it may
as
be.
As much as they can say that they're allowed to say to protect others, their position of what they're doing, and or where they've been placed to protect them.
Exactly. There's a lot of folks out there that aren't who they really
There's
say
a lot
they
of
are.
People that do some really, really serious
Scary
stuff
things.
To protect us.
Yeah.
And then there's a certain point where we've got to remove them and put them in another place, but they still have to be armed.
Yeah.
All right.
So she could be...
Go ahead, hon.
So she could be, like, off... retired or off duty federal.
Yes.
Could be off duty, retired, or maybe was really into some really bad stuff.
Like the one I had.
And then they moved her to almost a desk position.
Yeah.
But they said you still got to carry it because people know your face.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And they can't talk about it. They're not allowed to speak to anybody about it.
Go ahead.
Because she basically goes across the state with it. Yeah, and she carries it on her person, not in the desk.
I think you can trust her.
Yeah, I would think so. And plus, there's a lot of risk there. If you're going to carry it and do all that stuff, somebody has straightened you and give you some word. Then if it's federal, then that's a whole different ballgame. Yeah. And they're still not going to tell us ever about it.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
and
real
you're in Virginia, too.
You're
close
in Virginia,
to.
as we are. And I have had a concealed weapons permit from day one when they allowed it. I remember the day. I still have them. I keep them on. I have them in my wallet, every single one from day one. But anyway, here we go.
Thank you.
Before you go.
Don't go yet.
A healing angel card reading. Subject is fear. It might not. Let's just listen to this. I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
And boy, I'll tell you, he's one of the big boys for
If Archangel Michael comes and says, don't sweat it, I got it, that's a true statement.
Always carrying a very big sword.
Yep. Speaks softly and carry a big stick
or
a big giant gun.
Well, take care, hon, and call us again.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. We appreciate it. Long time.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Yep, you.
All right, the show's winding down. I think we got to make this our last call. But I got to extend it. I got to extend it so I don't.
Yeah.
So we don't cut them off. All right. Da, 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 da. Oh, they have departed, Deb.
Oh, have we done 9-1? Oh.
That was our last one right there.
Oh, well, there we go. All right, well, folks.
So we can take it out in calm easiness.
Yes.
No rush.
All right, I'll get ready.
Relax. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Relax. We appreciate everybody calling and the holding.
We do.
We do. We do indeed. I will say Block Talk threw me a curveball.
Why?
They always keep me on my feet. I thought it was a blessing when they started showing me the whole time. It threw my system into the toilet. So I wish they wouldn't do that, but I'm like adapt, overcome, improvise. I know what to do next time. Anyway, hey, big thing we got to tell everybody, tomorrow, whole different ballgame, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow, the one day a week, the only way you can find us is to go to News for the Soul Radio. It's still Blog Talk. Don't look for Psychic Love Doctor Show. If you do, you might find it. Go to the News for the Soul Radio, and it'll be 6 p.m. Eastern Standard
I think she's on the front page of Blog Talk, too.
She typically, if you go to, like, live shows, especially if they're close to the show, she's a 24/7 big-time operation.
Yeah.
Typically, you'll see it. But anyway, that's where we'll be on Mondays.
That's right.
That's the only difference.
At 6 p.m.
And on Mondays, we will still broadcast on Facebook Live, but we will not offer Messenger options.
That's right.
That's your. But any other day of the week, you got us. All right, Deb.
All right.
Take us.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Were you born ready? Oh, it's Summer, thanked us. You're welcome, Summer.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'll be in touch with you, Summer.
Word up, dog.
All right, Madonna. Come on in here. Get your happy ass in here. This show is over. Say goodbye.
Say
goodbye. Yeah, we've ripped nothing. The show is for you.
Like, if you didn't know that, wow.
Yeah.